I like fighting with the government. It's lots of fun.
Lloyd Chapman has locked horns with one particular government agency for the past decade or so, the Small Business Administration, and over one particular issue, contracting fraud.
Federal law says 23% of all government contracts should go to small businesses, and that's because small businesses create 100% of the net new jobs in America. And yet over the last decade, a series of federal investigations have found that most of that money goes to Fortune 1000 corporations, their subsidiaries, and even some of the biggest companies in Europe and Asia.
So Chapman, founder and president of the American Small Business League, has developed some proposed legislation to address the issue.
We have written a bill that simply says the federal government will no longer report awards to publicly traded companies or small business awards. And our research shows that that would probably redirect up to $200 billion a year in existing infrastructure spending back into the middle class where most Americans work, where most of the gross domestic product is generated. And that would be a more significant economic stimulus than anything that President Bush or President Obama ever even talked about.
Introduced by Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson, the Fairness and Transparency in Contracting Act of 2011 has attracted some 24 co-sponsors, including Lynn Woolsey. Chapman makes a good case for their support.
It's free, it's permanent, deficit neutral. And in fact, in February of 2008, President Obama issued a statement during his campaign and said it's time to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. So my bill would let President Obama keep his campaign promise, create millions of jobs, end a 10-year-old federal contracting scandal, and there's no downside to it.
But Chapman notes the bill also has some powerful opponents.
These large corporations have got tremendous power in Washington, and they want every penny that the federal government spends to go into their pockets. So they're very much opposed to federal laws and policies that direct federal funds to small businesses. And of course, they're very much opposed to my bill that will take around $200 billion a year away from the large corporations and put it in the hands of the companies where most Americans work and create lots of jobs.
Because of the influence these companies exert on Capitol Hill, Chapman fully expects the bill will be quashed in committee. But he says there is another way it could move forward.
This could all be solved with one executive order from President Obama. He could issue a one-sentence executive order, create more jobs, do more to stimulate the economy than anything he's ever done, and just simply say what my bill says, the federal government will no longer report awards to publicly traded companies or small business awards. A one-sentence executive order would be the biggest economic stimulus that's happened in a decade. But I don't think he's going to do it.
Which leaves Chapman pretty much where he's been all along, working long days in his Petaluma Business Park office, carrying on his mismatched crusade.
Here we have a small business trade group out of Petaluma up against the three biggest public relations firms in the world, the White House, Congress, hundreds of Fortune 1000 corporations, the defense and aerospace industry, the oil and gas industry. So we're the mouse that roared.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.